Who is Esau Edom? Written by Charles Weissman. Read for you by Paul Maitrejane. This is a free tearingdownidols.com audiobook. Reproduction and redistribution are encouraged. For more free reading and listening material, please visit tearingdownidols.com. Chapter 1. The Legacy of Esau Edom. To help answer the question of who is Esau Edom, the first necessary step is to examine the racial and genealogical history of Esau and his descendants. Life and History of Esau. Esau was the firstborn of Isaac, and thus was heir to the birthright derived from the direct racial lineage of Adam to Noah to Abraham. Thus, Esau was racially an Adamite, a Semite, and a Hebrew, the racial stock of the white race. Just as Esau despised his birthright, Genesis 25, verse 34, when he sold it to Jacob, he also despised his race by marrying strange women outside of his race. Esau married the daughters of Canaan, or Canaanites, Genesis 28, verse 6, 36, verse 2, the daughters of Heth, or Hittites, Genesis 26, verse 34, 27, verse 46, 36, verse 2, the daughters of Ishmael, Genesis 28, verse 9, 36, verse 3, the daughters of the Hivites, Genesis 36, verse 2, and the Horites, Genesis 36, verses 19 through 21. These interracial marriages were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah, Esau's parents, Genesis 26, verse 35. The descendants of Esau from these marriages became Edomites, Genesis 36, verse 9. Esau and the Edomites dwelt in Mount Seir, Genesis 36, 8 through 9, which God gave to Esau for a possession, Deuteronomy 2, verse 5, Joshua 24, verse 4. This land of Edom, Mount Seir, lay south of the Dead Sea and includes the ravine known as Petra. After the conquest of Judah by the Babylonians, some of the Edomites who had mixed with the Jews in their land resettled with them in Judea, Jeremiah 40, verses 11 through 12. 2 centuries later, all of Edom was driven out of Mount Seir. The Edomites were driven from Petra westward by the Nabatheans in 312 BC, and before the middle of the 2nd century BC, they were occupying not only southern Judah, but also Hebron and the country to its north, as far as Beth-Zur, 1 Maccabees 4, verse 29, and chapter 5, verse 65. Footnote: John D. Davis, A Dictionary of the Bible, 1934, page 332, and footnote. The Nabatheans now occupied Mount Seir, and the Edomites were driven into the old territory of Judah. The Maccabean family had ruled Judea from 166 to 37 BC, and under Judah Maccabee, 1 Maccabees 5, verse 3, recaptured the city of Hebron from the Edomites in 164 BC. A decisive change in the relations between the two factions took place when Judah Maccabee's son, John Hyrcanus, 109 BC, confronted the Edomites. John Hyrcanus conquered the whole of Edom and undertook the forced conversion of its inhabitants to Judaism. Josephus's Antiquities, Book 13, Section 9, Paragraph 1. Thenceforth, the Edomites became a section of the Jewish people. Footnote: Encyclopedia Judaica, Volume 6, 1971, page 378. The New Standard Jewish Encyclopedia, 1977, page 589, reiterates the same account. End footnote. Thus we find that 100 years before the time of Christ, the area of Judea or southern Palestine was inhabited by Maccabeans and Edomites, who both were followers of Judaism. Herod the Great, 74 to 4 BC, king of Judea, was an Idumean or Edomite, and his wife, Mariamne, was a Maccabean. The southern part of Judea had such a high concentration of Edomites at the time of Christ that the area was called Edomia, Mark 3, verse 8. During Titus's siege of Jerusalem, 66 to 70 AD, the Edomites participated in its defense against the Romans. Immediately before the siege of Jerusalem, 20,000 Edomians appeared before Jerusalem to fight in behalf of the Zealots, who were besieged in the temple. Footnote: The Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 5, 1904, page 41. End footnote. More than 1 million inhabitants of Judea died, and 97,000 were taken captive. An unknown number had fled either before or during the siege. This is the last mention of the Edomites as a people in history. Yet Bible prophecy indicates that Edom would be an enemy of Israel in the latter time. We find that their only connection to a present-day people and religion is with the Jews and Judaism. We thus need to trace back the origin of the Jews to see who they are. The origins of the Jews. The Jews of today fall within two main types, the Sephardic Jew and the Ashkenazi Jew. The Sephardim are also known as Spanish Jews and constitute about 5% of the Jews in the world. The Ashkenazim are the East European Jews, which were found in Poland, Russia, Germany, and Western Asia. This group of Jews make up 90% of the so-called Jews in the world. Many reference and historical sources have unequivocally identified that the bulk of the Ashkenazi Jews were derived from a people known as Khazars. The original Jewish Encyclopedia of 1905 revealed the origin of the Jews from the Khazars. Khazars, a people of Turkish origin whose life and history are interwoven with the very beginnings of the history of the Jews of Russia. Historical evidence points to the region of the Urals as the home of the Khazars. Footnote: The Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 4, 1905, page 1. End footnote. The Khazars, who had been following a pagan and sex-oriented religion, had officially embraced Judaism in 740 AD, while rejecting Christianity and Mohammedism. The Jewish author and historian, Arthur Kessler, also concludes that the majority of Eastern Jews, and thence of world Jewry, is of Khazar and not of Semitic origin. In the beginning of his book, he states, "The large majority of surviving Jews in the world is of Eastern European, and thus perhaps mainly of Khazar origin. If so, this would mean that their ancestors came not from the Jordan, but from the Volga, not from Canaan, but from the Caucasus, and that genetically they are more closely related to the Hun, Uyghur, and Magyar tribes than to the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Footnote: Arthur Kessler, The 13th Tribe, Random House, 1967, page 17. End footnote. Kessler then devotes the remainder of his 255-page book to prove this premise. For instance, a record of a letter by a Khazar king shows that he traced his people to Noah's son Japheth, not Shem, and to Japheth's grandson Togarma, the ancestor of all Turkish tribes. Footnote: Kessler, The 13th Tribe, page 72. End footnote. The Khazar government was destroyed by the Slavs of Russia in 1016 AD. Around 1200 AD, the land was invaded by the hordes of Genghis Khan. These two events caused large numbers of Khazars to migrate to Poland and Western Russia, forming the cradle of Western Jewry. There is an abundance of ancient place names in the Ukraine and Poland, which derive from Khazar or Zed or Jew. Footnote: The 13th Tribe by Arthur Kessler, page 145. End footnote. As the Khazars left their homeland of Khazaria and migrated north and west, they lost their name and became known as Jews. Their Yiddish language is not the language of the Israelites, Phoenician Greek style, but an amalgamation of Aramaic, medieval German, Slovak, and Russian dialects. The best historical evidence, therefore, shows that the Jews are not descended directly from the Israelites of the Bible, but derive much of their ancestry from the Khazars and other people of Turkish Asiatic blood. But where did the Khazars come from? It would appear that racially they have multiple ancestral roots: Hun, Turk, Mongolian, Magyar, Armenian, Adamic via Japheth, and other tribes that they have intermixed with. Further, according to the original Jewish encyclopedia, the Khazars also possess Edomite blood, as it appears the original stock came from the land of Edom. Hasdai ibn Shaprut, who was foreign minister to Abd al-Rahman, Sultan of Cordova, in his letter to King Joseph of the Khazars, about 960, speaks of the tradition according to which the Khazars once dwelt near the Seir Mountains. Footnote: The Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 4, 1905, page 3. End footnote. The Seir Mountains are none other than the original land of Esau Edom. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. Genesis 36, verse 8. Seir was a mountain range south of the Dead Sea, and was also known as the Land of Edom. Genesis 36, verse 21. The Seir Mountains were the home of the Edomites for nearly a millennium. Footnote: The Edomites arrived in Edom, or Seir, at the end of the 14th and beginning of the 13th century BC. Encyclopedia Judaica, Volume 6, page 372. End footnote. Thus, it should be of no surprise that migrants from that land would recall the name of their original homeland. If the Khazars did originally dwell near the Seir Mountains, then the Khazars, and thus world Jewry, is racially of Edomite stock. But how and when did Edomites get to Khazaria? There is evidence that in the 6th century BC, some of the Edomites fled their homeland of Seir and migrated north. After the fall of Jerusalem, in 586 BC, the Edomites began to press northward. Ezekiel 36, verse 5. Footnote: The New Westminster Dictionary of the Bible, edited by Henry S. Gaiman, The Westminster Press, Philadelphia, 1970, page 418. End footnote. The extent and ultimate destination of this northward trek is not found in history, but it is likely that it brought a certain number of Edomites to the region of Khazaria. The Edomites were also cast out of Palestine and were dispersed in different directions in 70 AD, when the Romans sacked Jerusalem. When dealing with a people of a mixed racial heritage, it becomes a real quandary to ascertain their origin. The Jews of today are such a people, as the Jews themselves assert they are mongrels because of the original mixed ancestry of the Jews and their subsequent history of intermixture with every people among whom they have lived and continue to live. Footnote: Ashley Montagu, Man's Most Dangerous Myth, 1974, page 375. End footnote. The anthropologist, Professor Carlton Kuhn, has also demonstrated the admixture of the different Jewish types with other races. Thus, while the Jews cannot be classed as a race, per se, they are an ethnic group. The Jews form an ethnic group, that like all ethnic groups, they have their own racial elements distributed in their own proportions. Like all or most ethnic groups, they have their look, a part of their cultural heritage that both preserves and expresses their cultural solidarity. They have developed a special racial subtype and a special pattern of facial and bodily expression. Footnote: Carlton S. Kuhn, The Races of Europe, The Macmillan Company, New York, 1939, page 442. End footnote. When we talk of the racial mixtures that brought about the Jews of today, we must highlight the events surrounding the Babylonian captivity of Judah. The nation of Judah, which included some of the tribes of Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, had 200,000 of its population taken captive by Sennacherib, king of Assyria. 2 Kings 18, verse 13. Thus, a majority of the Judahites were taken into the Babylonian captivity. When Persia overthrew Babylon, King Cyrus issued a decree, 538 BC, allowing the Judahites to return to their land and rebuild the temple, Ezra 1, verses 1 through 5. However, only about 50,000 returned to Palestine, Ezra 2, verses 64 through 65. Most of the Judahites preferred to remain in Babylonia, becoming a part of the indigenous population. Some of these had apparently departed to their kinsmen in Asia Minor. However, many had intermarried with the Babylonians and adopted their religion and law, the Babylonian Talmud, which became the foundation for Judaism. These then became the Babylonian Jews, and are the people we read about in the book of Esther. Although they are called Jews, a term which is derived from the word Judah, they are not true Judahites, but became a mixed or hybridized people, consisting of Edomites, Hittites, Judahites, Babylonians, Maccabees, Huns, Khazars, etc. When they migrated to other lands throughout the centuries, they retained their Jew or Judahite identity, but brought with them the religion of Babylon. Some of these racially mixed Jews were also among the 50,000 returning to Jerusalem, Ezra 2, verse 62, Nehemiah 7, verse 64, and Nehemiah 13, verse 3. Because of the Jews' mixed ancestry, history is sketchy as to their origins from Japheth, Esau, or other people in the Bible. However, identification of these persons or tribes can also be ascertained by the characteristics, prophecies, etc. revealed about them in the Bible. Since Esau Edom is one of the more predominant figures in the Bible, we will endeavor to ascertain his identification and place in historical and current events by these means.